This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tacoma, it's happening. Bourbon and Bacon Fest coming your way. That's right. Join us during the day or night at the Tacoma Armory, either one or both if you'd like, because we've got distilleries coming from all over the country, and they are going to be giving you their finest.
Oh, yeah. It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
That's right. So if you were down in Ole going, gosh, I don't know, Seattle's too far to travel. Yep. You only got to travel to Tacoma now for Bourbon and Bacon Fest. That's not bad.
Enjoy our pork fun.
Yeah. We got spirit fun. Pork fun. What else do you want?
Pork fun.
Yeah, you probably want tickets. All right, here's where you get them. KISW.com. It's Bourbon and Bacon Fest coming to Tacoma, and it's benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Pump it up for Monday.
That's right, baby.
Double
bass. And be very careful.
Why?
Because the originator of this tune, Elvis Costello, will punch you in the face if you say he's got cancer.
What?
This guy right here.
Seems kind of an aggressive approach there.
Yeah, he's got some new stuff out. I think he's going to be touring soon, or he was touring, and he canceled a date or so because he was like, I had a thing, I had to get it taken out, because if I didn't get it taken out, it might have caused cancer. But he said, I never had cancer. People keep saying I have cancer. So he basically just did an interview. He goes, I will punch the next person in the face that says I have cancer.
Relax, dude.
Well, he's getting pumped up for a Monday.
I guess he is.
Yeah, there it is. Elvis Costello is mad as hell. I'll punch the next person who says I'm struggling with cancer.
Yeah. Punch him right in the face.
Well, at least you know when he's put out the warning.
Elvis. He's, you know, I love Elvis. Because, you know, he's you know, it's National Grouch Day and he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Russell and Olympia to take on Steve. Russell, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Endurocross happening at the Angel of the Winds Arena on October.
I want live tickets.
Huh?
Nah?
I want live tickets.
No?
Boy, I almost want to hang up on this guy.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, come on.
Angel of the Winds Arena on October 27th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets to this event that clearly Russell doesn't want, go to KISW.com or buy them at AngelOfTheWindsArena.com.
You know,
live tickets.
I don't know what he's talking about. But Russell, do you
I'm
want
guessing these? Live day is what he's referring
to.
Are
you talking about live day?
Yes, of course.
All right, cool.
All right, then.
Yeah,
sweet.
Well,
all right.
We got.
All right.
Well, great. Steve, get out of here.
I don't know. I feel bad because he does want to come see
bad?
Us do live day.
Well,
so
then
I
he can get tickets.
I feel bad, meaning I don't want to beat on the guy because at least he wants tickets to something we're doing. So
I'm kind of
both ways. I want to beat him up, and I don't want to beat him
but
up.
But if you win something, aren't you happy to win it? Are you that type of person that would be like, no?
Absolutely.
Okay, then let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
Good call, Steve.
Get out of here.
Pump it up.
Yeah.
I'll punch you in the face.
I'll punch you right in the face.
Oh, my gosh. For those playing at home, Russell will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Russell, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What word means both the part of a shoe and the fleshy muscular organ of the tongue? I mean, mouth. Yes. Abraham Lincoln is on what denomination of U.S. paper currency?
$5 bill.
Yes. Which Indiana Jones movie won an Oscar for best visual effects in 84?
Temple of Doom.
Yes. Which band released the song Proud Mary in 1969?
Pass.
What sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded in?
College football.
Yes. Gene Roddenberry famously created which sci-fi show?
Pass.
What European country is known for being shaped like a boot?
Italy.
Yes. The retail company Costco was founded in what state?
Kirkland, Washington.
What was that?
Kirkland, Washington.
Yes. Low cut, tube, and knee high are styles of what fashion item?
Boot.
No.
Pass.
What, most commonly, the foot of what furry mammal brings good luck?
Rabbit.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
That's not too bad.
Nope.
That's not too shabby at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure you would have gotten that first one without my help.
Yeah, I probably would have.
I mean, sure. Yeah,
you did a great job.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. It's Monday. Got to get pumped up. And
yeah, this is a good Monday already. I'm digging it. As a grouch, I'm really digging what's going on.
Friggin' train wreck.
I love it, man. The whole thing's a mess.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Hope I am. What word means both a part of a shoe and a flesh and the fleshy muscular organ of the mouth?
Oh, the tongue.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh. Abraham Lincoln is on what denomination of U.S. paper currency?
$5 bill, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which Indiana Jones movie won an Oscar for best visual effects in 84?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes. Which band released the song Proud Mary in 1969? Mary, keep on.
Is that Janis Joplin?
No.
I'm rolling. Mamas and the Papas.
No.
Rolling. Of course, it's the Killers.
No.
Oh,
what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded
in? Think of it. That'd be college football.
Yes. Gene Roddenberry famously created what sci-fi show?
Twilight Zone.
No.
Star Trek.
Yes. What European country is known for being shaped like a boot?
Italy.
Yes. The retail company Costco was founded in what state?
Oh, Kirkland brand. Kirkland, Washington.
Yes, low-cut.
Washington.
Low-cut tube and knee-high are styles of what fashion
socks.
Items? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win.
Yes.
8-7.
Oh.
Sorry, Russell.
You know what I want to do, though?
What?
I want you to put Russell on hold.
Yeah?
See if you can get his info. Make sure we can see if we can get him into live day.
Okay.
If we can. You know what I mean? I mean, let's do that.
I got his info. I'll get his information.
Yeah. All right, Russell, how about that? That a good deal?
I appreciate that.
All right, hang on, buddy.
And thanks for listening to Oprah and Miggs in the morning.
Everybody gets a car. You got the win. What do you want? What do you care?
I don't care. I don't care. I just wanted to
And someone's going to get the prize, too.
Yep. One you didn't get to that Russell did get correct. The most commonly, the foot of what furry mammal brings good luck?
Oh, rabbit's foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that both of you missed. Who sang Proud Mary in 1969?
Gosh, I know the song.
Mm-hmm.
The Commitments.
No.
No, it's CCR.
Yep.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. In spite of not knowing that, Steve, you did win with 8 correct.
That means caller number 8. You are checking out at the Enduro Cross at Angel of the Winds Arena on October 27th. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK.
And one texter confirmed it, and I double-checked to make sure. But, yep, Elvis Costello, you could go see him at the Paramount on December 3rd, BJ.
Nice.
Ask him about his cancer.
Yeah, I'm
trying to see what happens.
Get punched right in the face.
That'd be great if somebody who's about to interview Elvis Costello sees that and then decides to ask the question to see if he will legitimately punch him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand why he's bummed out. He said he's had to talk to his kids because everyone thought he had cancer.
Yeah.
And he's got 11-year-old sons, and he's just like, no, I'm fine. I don't have that. You know, because, look, I've had the colonoscopy, and they removed some polyps, and they do that just in case they might be cancerous, but they turn out to be benign. But still, you know, some people go, what? You had some removed from your oh, no.
But wouldn't you be okay? I mean, I don't know, okay, but, like, if someone's going to think that I have something, I'd be fine with it so long as I don't have it. I think it would be more annoying if, like, you were battling cancer. cancer. And everyone's like, ah, so I heard you beat cancer. It's like, no, I haven't. I'm still dealing with it, you jerks.
Yeah, that would be tough, too.
You know, it's the opposite of that. So I don't know.
I guess the way he said it was is that he's in remission.
Okay.
Which makes you think that, oh, there's a chance it could come back. Because a lot of times with people in remission, it does come back. So he's just like, will you stop worrying, everybody? I never had it in the first place.
Yeah, here's the interview. So I'll punch the next person that puts, he struggles with cancer. It makes me furious. Because it's so disrespectful to someone who's really struggling.
Well, all right. I don't mind that viewpoint.
Yeah.
I can see that. You don't want to sit there and carry a label around with you and be looking like a poser. Because it could look that way later and they go, you know what? You everybody says you're struggling with cancer and you never had it. Why do you let people think that?
Yeah.
You can see that interview.
Just name his record. I'm not battling cancer.
That's a great name for a record. At least a tour.
The I'm Not Battling Cancer Tour.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be right there.
It is Elvis Costello and the Imposters, so I mean, maybe.
Yeah, how do you feel if you're an attraction? You're no longer an attraction. He's like some imposters instead. Nice.
You're starting a band.
Yes.
And it's obviously going to be about you, so you're not going to name the band as like a band name, but you're going to be BJ Shea and the...
The first thing that comes to my mind, the Losers.
BJ Shea and the Losers.
But there was already a band called the Losers, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that would be my band, BJ Shea and the Losers.
All right, what about you, Vicky?
Yeah,
like Vicky B and the Nightshade, something like badass and witchy. I've been really into the witchy stuff lately.
Nightshade, you've been watching too much Luke Cage.
Well, that, and yeah. I've been watching Supernatural.
Oh, nice.
Steve Miggs and the Hot Tamales.
Yeah, nice. It's funny. Yeah, Vicky's the one you think would go with hot tamales, but you went with that.
See, I'm not thinking of like the food with you. I'm thinking of the candies.
I'm just thinking that maybe people will bring me tamales to come to my show.
I feel like it'd just be a bunch of people bringing you the actual candy.
Okay, then how about Steve Miggs and pork tamales?
Oh, yes. I got one great one. I got a great one for Danny.
Okay.
I want to hear what he has to say, but I know mine is better.
Danny V and the Emo Kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah,
it's a little spot on.
See, mine, I think, it's on that track.
Okay.
But I think it just sounds much more Danny V and the Sadness.
Oh,
yeah. See, I'm thinking Danny V and the Guyliners.
Ooh, that's good, too. All right.
I mean, clearly, Rev, he's going to borrow an old Seattle band and be the Reverend in Fuego and the Farts with a Z.
You're actually really close.
Uh-oh.
Because it's part of my rock band band already. So it'd be the Reverend in Fuego and the Flatulent Bubble Bath.
Oh, how are you going to fit that on the marquee at the Paramount?
Yeah.
It'll take a couple of lines, but we'll figure it out.
FBB.
Yeah. And no one has used that name. I will give you that.
Somebody says, Steve, I can't believe you didn't go with your fantasy football team name, Steve Miggs and the Dong Masters.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. You've got to go with that.
Oh, my whole band, they all have to wear those giant dong costumes.
Dude, why not? Because Billy Bob's got his Boxmasters.
The Dongmasters.
You can be the reverse of that. The Boxmasters and the Dongmasters.
No, we're going to have a beef with them. It's going to be like, you know, the Beatles and the Beach Boys kind of stuff going on. Dongmasters rule.
That's just it. And if you're both on the same bill, it's like a show for everybody. Guys and girls, come on out for the Dongmasters and Boxmasters. They're here in one place.
So it's the Danny V and the Tampons.
Wow.
That's a winner.
Rev, stop texting him, please.
Yeah. And it could be like a string quartet.
That's true.
Oh, actually. Come on.
Oh, that's pretty clever, actually.
Thank you.
I'm going to give Steve credit for that one. That was
Danny
clever.
And the Crybabies.
Oh.
Wow. A lot of people have a good name for your band, Danny.
I like that one.
Rev and the Flatuants. Or you know that word. Flatulence. I overthought it.
Yeah, the flatulence, yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Steve.
Vicky B and the Ball Gags.
Yes!
That's a good name, Vicky. Yeah.
Vicky being the dominatrix.
Okay. The dominatrix. You know what?
What's the plural for dominatrix? Dominatrix? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
I think dominatrix.
You know, people are really learning a lot today on this program.
Learning how much smarter they are than us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Correct.
This is a feel-good day for everybody listening. Hey, how about this? A woman's political career is ruined all thanks to her underwear. You're going to hear from her at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's this woman named Deborah Reno, and she's running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming. Of course, I mean, really, she should just move to Nevada, and that way she could be Deborah Reno running for Reno's. That's really what she should be doing.
You need Reno in Reno.
Exactly. It turns out she has a side job where she does online strip teases under the name Misty Crockett.
That'd be even funnier if she removed the R from Crockett. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she sells her used underwear and gym shorts. So this is part of what she does. She does, you know, she does stripteases.
She does the Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't sold my gym shorts yet, though.
That's true. Yet.
Yeah. It'll happen, though. It's going to happen. Now that you know it can be done.
Well, she spells Misty, M-Y-S-T-E-E. So I think when you sell your underwear, you should spell it V-I-C-K-E-E.
I was thinking V-I-K-K-I-I-I-I.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah. It's original.
Yes.
Can you use the last name Crockett, but don't use the R?
Okay.
Yeah, Vicky. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Vicky Rocket.
Yeah, that's Yay. It. Of course, Deborah's now, now the info's out. Probably not a good idea if you want to run for public office.
I've been on that website for about a year. We also talked when I decided to run for city council about possible ramifications if that were to be discovered by the community. My preference would be that that wouldn't have come out and made the news.
Did you make hundreds of dollars off this? Thousands?
I made respectable money. I mean, I guess I can't say respectable. That's really the wrong word.
First of all, her voice, she sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't match the face.
No. Oh, boy.
Bro.
No, you're not a fan?
Would you buy, I mean...
Well, I'm seeing the pictures, though, of her posing in her underwear. I mean, she's got a good body. She keeps herself in great shape. I agree that the picture, not the best look for her. I feel like...
It's just not flattering. She just looks like a librarian.
Yeah.
Not like a sexy librarian.
No, that's not a great look. But maybe she was toning it down. Though I'm seeing in the pictures she has here.
She has the same look.
Yeah, she does have the same look.
But I guess there's something for everyone, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, she's very athletic, and that's why people are probably buying her used underwear and gym shorts.
She's clearly using them.
Yeah. Yeah, she's using them, no doubt about it. And
wow.
So she may have to drop out of running for city council because some people feel this kind of profession is wrong and you can't be in politics, which, of course, is completely ridiculous to me.
I think it's stupid, too. But, I mean, did she not think that in the back of her mind, man, this might come back to haunt me if I want to run for political positions?
You're right. Whether,
then again, Kane is a professional wrestler. He wrestles in his underwear, and people voted him as a politician.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre what people think is right and wrong. I think when it comes to anything sexual in any way, shape, or form, and that's kind of a fetishy kind of a thing, people wanting that they're like, okay, this is wrong. But Kane, they're like, oh, he's just throwing men around. He's not doing anything sexual.
Right, and if he was going to sell his trunks, it would be more of like a, you know, it's like buying a game-used jersey.
That is a very good point. You know, people do buy game-worn stuff. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a problem.
Well, yeah, because it's not called underwear.
That's the problem.
Called trunks.
Yeah.
If she would call them trunks and said that she's a female wrestler, she would have been fine.
Yeah.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Deborah Reno may drop out of a city council race because it turns out she sold her underwear online. Based on this, what is something that people found out about you that you really wish they hadn't? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Now, do you think the opposing person that she's running against is going to use that in their, like, you know, in their ad campaign?
Well, not knowing anything, but knowing politicians, I'd say yes.
Yeah, I would think that's got to be... Yeah. You almost got to think his campaign are just like, well, thank you. You just made this a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to say anything.
Right.
He's like, look, it doesn't matter where I stand on the issues. I have never sold my underwear online.
Right.
Vote for me.
He could be sitting outside of like a Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I like that
just
idea.
Like subtle.
Is this what you want?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it is what you want, but on the city council.
It's what you need.
Yeah, that's...
I'm looking at her ad back before it got pulled down, or she pulled it down. It says, I'm Misty, USA girl next door, sharing fantasies and fetishes with used panty buyers and my friends.
Oh, okay then.
I'm glad that she incorporates her friends in her used panty buying experiences.
And I wonder how much of a strip tease she did, because it said she did a strip tease, but I'm not seeing any nudity, at least in the pictures I've seen.
I'm like, hi, I'm Misty, the nice girl from next door, all grown up and naughty.
Oh, boy.
I spent most of my life being a good girl, doing what I was told and never misbehaving. But now I'm all grown up, and I love to live life on the wild side.
Vote for me!
I have a dirty, naughty streak, and I'd love to help you discover your naughty side, too. By day, I work in sales and keep a very professional and demure profile. At night and on the weekends, I play dirty. God, this is awesome.
I love her. Thank you, Misty.
This should be her campaign promise. I'll play dirty.
Yeah.
I'd love to send you a favorite pair of... Okay. Yep.
And the sad thing is...
Have a good day, Misty.
We have no idea whether or not she's a good politician, which is really all that matters.
Who cares?
I don't know. She's dirty and naughty.
Yeah, but dirty and naughty,
it's
you know.
Perfect for politicians.
Oh, it's a really good point. You're right. They should really love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should love her. Damn, dude. Wow. Well, that's something she wished that people hadn't found out about, because now she's thinking she's got to drop out of the race. So how about you? What is something that people found out about you that you really wish they hadn't? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Mine usually just applies to the dating world, but when guys find out I either work here or that I speak Spanish, all they want is for me to speak in Spanish and talk dirty to them. But the thing is, I don't actually know a lot of the dirty phrases.
Uh-huh.
So when I am talking dirty to them, it's very like technical.
You should start making like just like the, say the cleanest stuff, but say it in a sexy voice. Like, you know, I'm going to put soap on your feet and wash you. And I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to do your laundry.
That sounds naughty, actually.
It sounds very naughty.
Yeah, never mind.
I'm going to do your laundry and go grocery shopping. And here's my grocery list.
Yeah. Well, let's do your Beavis and Butthead impression in Spanish.
That is very not sexy.
Well, I mean, I think it's funny, though. I'm a dude and I'm into some chick and I'm like, hey, speaking Spanish. And all of a sudden you bust out that, I'd be like, where's the ring?
In the throes of passion, if she busted that out, you'd be happy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that with my shirt off, because the shirt needs to go over my head. I don't think it works the same.
Oh, man. Now I just, all I want to do is just see you with, like, your shirt, like, Cornholio style. That I just want to see. We have to take a picture of Vicky like that.
I guess in the throes of passion, I don't really need to know that you need TP for your bunghole.
Yeah. Yeah, see, but I do want to see Vicky with her shirt over her head. I really do. I want to see that look.
I hooked up with a German guy once, and he had a very feminine voice. When he tried to speak English, and so I was like, oh, I was hoping he'd sound like Rammstein, so I'd get him to stop speaking English while we were doing it, because I couldn't get it out of my head how feminine it was, and so I made him speak German, so that was kind of cool, and I spoke Spanish, so I had no idea what the hell he was saying. He could have been giving me his grocery list. I don't even know what the hell I was saying either.
That's so funny. An accent or just a different language does that for people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, dude. Yeah. I mean, you go up in points if you have an accent in my book. And if it's an accent that I dig, and I dig almost all of them.
But Vicky brings up a good point about the whole work thing. Because I experience that sometimes, too. Whenever you go to a party and someone's like, you know, they're doing something nice. They're just trying to brag about their friend. Like, oh, my friend works in radio. And if I don't know about you guys, but it sure as that's every time. It feels like then I meet the person who doesn't listen, wants to make it very clear that they don't listen, and then has to list off all the shows that they do listen to. And I'm just like, yeah, that's great. Like, cool.
And they ask if you know everybody else. Like, hey, do you know this person and this person? I'm like, no, I don't work with them.
I say yes, and I say they sell their panties on the side.
But with me, it's true.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, if it's nervousness, but if somebody says, hey, I work at this restaurant, I don't go list off all the other restaurants that are their competition and say, I've never eaten at your restaurant.
Right,
I just don't ever think of doing that at whatever business somebody tells me they're in.
Like, imagine going to a party and there's like, not on that level, obviously, but like if Johnny Depp's there. And so I was like, hey, have you met my friend Johnny Depp? And you just start going, man, no, I just like George Clooney movies. That's all I listen to.
I don't watch. Yeah, I haven't heard any, I haven't seen any of your movies, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one I saw from you sucked.
Yeah, I know. And that people do that with us. I know. So it does suck. I'd rather people not mention what I do for a living.
Just be done with it.
Let's go to Jane in Seattle, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jane, what is something people found out about you, but you were like, I wish they really hadn't?
Well, okay, you guys, this just happened last night. Like I still was mentioning, I recently moved to Washington from another state, and I'm staying temporarily with my mom until I found my own place just last night. And so I came home, and recently we had been in an argument, and so as a way to apologize, she decided to clean my room. And, I was like, oh, crud. And the first thing I thought of was, oh no. And I went to see where certain things that I keep private were previously located, and things had been shifted around a little and left out in the open.
Oh boy.
So mom discovered her 40-something single daughter's silicone boyfriend collection.
Oh. All right, but, you know, first off, though...
Silicone, so that way it's more lifelike, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what Jane wants to talk about.
One of them is purple, so I don't know how lifelike that is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people have grimace fetishes.
That's true.
That's very, very true. But come on, you know, Jane, what mom or pop...
They did Barney.
You did good.
Barney fetish.
Oh, no.
I don't know. If I had a pick, I'd rather...
I love you.
You love me.
I mean, if you had a pick, I think Grimace over Barney.
Oh, no, Barney was everybody's buddy.
Yeah, but Grimace got the hookup.
Oh, well, for you. All right, so you can have Grimace. I think they let the ladies have Barney.
Fine.
I was going to say, I feel like Barney might cuddle after. Yeah. If you're into that.
He might. He's kind of into feelings that way.
Yeah, see, that's it. Barney's
Grimace
a lot
will
more
feed
sensitive.
You.
Yeah.
This got weird.
Yeah. Which furry would you like to do?
Who's a better lover?
Yeah, do you want cuddling or do you want burgers?
Well, who else is purple that we could go with?
At this point, why don't you just go bang the Hamburglar? I mean,
he doesn't have a purple dong, BJ.
But skip the middleman if you want to get burgers.
We don't know what's going on. I don't. What is the Hamburglar? Is he a human? Is he a burglar?
He's a guy that gives you burgers. If you are going to have sex with Grimace for food, go straight to the guy who's got the burgers.
I don't know if he's giving them. He's stealing them. Why is he going to give them?
Count.
Well, he's got them in his bag.
Ooh, Count Von Count, the vampire.
One.
He's purple.
Two.
Are we really talking about having sex with a Sesame Street Muppet?
We've been talking about it for the last 3 minutes, BJ.
Okay, good.
Great. Jump on board.
So we go. So these are
Darkwing Duck.
So you're giving Jane all of these wonderful things to fantasize about while she's with her silicone boyfriend. Grape Ape, the Count from Sesame Street, the Grimace, and Barney. That's all we got.
Tinky purple, Winky.
The purple people eater.
Made it, and I'd like to go back to my childhood and say that it's Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Oh, nice. Go, Speed Racer. Go. But what mom?
Who's his little buddy?
Yeah.
Chim Chim?
Chim Chim.
Yeah. Okay, we're not going to bring Chim Chim into this, okay?
No.
I think that's a B word we don't want to get to.
Oh.
Okay, we're talking sex. We don't need Chim Chim in the conversation.
We don't need monkeys in this.
Yeah, we really don't.
Yeah, no thanks. I kind of stay away from that end of the spectrum.
You should, but
so has mom talked to you about
Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Very sadly, no. It was just a sweet letter on my pillow and a hug and a kiss and telling me she loved me. But, you know, I guess then she just, even though she can be really confrontational and, like, when she discovers things, she wants to talk about it. Right. So maybe this was just too much.
Yeah, I think she's got to realize that this is something I don't need to. It's not like as if you're a teen or something. Even then, like, let your kid do whatever.
I mean, I know she welcomed you in your house, but like you said, you're in your 40s, which means there's no way that she didn't do that to go snooping in my mind. Because as a father, I go nowhere near my daughter's stuff. She lives in the house with me, and she's in her 20s.
Yeah, but
I will not
like
go anywhere. But you don't clean a 40-something-year-old's room. That's their place now. That's their, even though you welcome them in there, that's this their place.
She thinks she's doing her a solid. Like, oh, you know, she's getting her crap together.
And
I do respect that, that was the thing that did not go in storage. Like,
yeah.
You made it a point to bring that with you.
I got a new one.
Thanos. Thanos is purple.
Oh. Ooh.
And he's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he's got strong hands.
Now, you know, some women, of course, when you use that, would like to arrive. All we know is that when Thanos snaps his fingers, people leave. We don't know if it even get people to come on.
Hey,
over.
Works for me.
Yeah, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, Who's Nanos? Is he the one that looks like the big
stiff
Marshmallow Man?
He's muscular.
Big and purple.
Yeah, he was in the last Avengers movie. He's kind of big and scary.
I don't stay up much with children's movies anymore because all my kids
are like, whoa,
okay. I love Jane.
Wow.
Jane, you rock.
Dong her.
No,
that was a
nope,
shot.
Jane's my favorite caller. Her and her purple friend.
I don't mean that as a slam. I do know a little bit because I have, you know, nieces and nephews.
You're not helping yourself, Jane. Woman.
That's right.
Jane, you are so not helping yourself.
Oh, man.
Because we consider these movies Shakespeare. So good day, ma'am. Nice talking with you, but she is. If you won't gong her, I will. She's out.
I think she's great. Her and her purple friend can call in any time that she wants.
Yeah. Oh, I'm done with Jane.
How about this person texted and said, I had a boss that discovered I was part of a swinger community, but obviously so is he.
Huh. Oh, yeah. How would he know?
That makes for fun water cooler talk.
Yeah.
Another person says, I rented, quote unquote, rented myself out in my 20s and early 30s at bachelor parties.
Ooh. Escort. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean
I think escort? Okay.
Well, kind of. I had a girlfriend who would go to like football games. She would rent herself out, and she would make drinks, and she would wear like lingerie and stuff. And for the whole group, she would just be making drinks, serving snacks, everything.
But she wasn't doing
the
sex thing.
I don't think that's what she's talking about.
No, but I mean, it could have been that too. A little bit of both.
I think she would say I was hired as a bartender in my early 20s. Or she said
server.
She was rented out, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, she would sit on people's laps. And
wouldn't you say you were a sexy bartender? Steve's right. You use the phrase rented myself out. I would think, you know, that means you're giving it up.
I'm thinking a little column A, a little column B.
So, yeah, I'm thinking Vicky has already probably rented herself out and just doesn't want us to think the bad stuff.
No, I mean, I would admit that if I did that.
Yeah, you would. What am I talking about? You'd tell us everything. Got a new study that found out that guys, since we're talking about renting yourself out, we've got this study saying guys are using a certain social media site to find hookers. And they really are hookers, Vicky, not sexy bartenders. So which
bartenders?
Which social media site is the one they're using? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.